Only a few of them would be on their way to Athens, but the desire to identify with those few, those happy few, had inspired thousands. Even on Baker Street, as I made my way from Marble Arch back to 221B during the final days of the month, I had to step lively for fear of hindering a young man striving to better his latest time, huffing and puffing and dressed in no more than what usually served a gentleman as his undergarments. I had, however, an hour to spare before returning home, and I was determined to drop in on Sherlock Holmes, whose friendship I had ignored for most of the winter. My dear Mrs. Hudson welcomed me at the door with a warm smile and motherly embrace. Although I was now well into the middle years of my life, the dear lady never ceased to treat me like the impoverished and hungry young doctor that I had been when I had first met her over 15 years ago, and I never ceased to be grateful for her doting affection. She reached up and removed the hat from my head and held her arm out for my coat. "He's upstairs," she said, "and don't ask me what he's up to this time. At least I haven't been ready to call for the fire department. Well, not yet." She climbed the stairs and I followed her into the familiar front room in which Holmes and I had spent so many pleasant evenings in the past. Holmes was sitting at his desk, scribbling away, and did not look up. "Mr. Holmes?"